Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone, and happy 4th of July. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, welcoming you to one of our holiday shows. If you're in the LA area and would like to call in, the number is 424-258-9337. And if you are anywhere else, including right here in the, well, rather toasty, but I'm sure not as toasty as some of the other parts of the country, San Francisco Bay Area, the number is 877-697-9725. So, my friends, this is, one, a day off from work, so I'm actually doing this show from my home. So, just in case you hear a dog barking at some point, that would be my dog, Sam. So, let us get into the idea of independence. Now, pretty much today is going to be dedicated, at least in the U.S., to barbecues and fireworks and, you know, apple pie and hot dogs and really rousing patriotic music from John Philip Sousa. And when we think about the idea of claiming an Independence Day, you have to kind of think of maybe some of those little battles that you fought on your own for your own independence. Maybe it's independence from your parents. That's usually, for most of us, that's that first step of wanting independence, is stepping up as young people ready to step into our adult lives and feeling that, you know, sort of a little bit of an adversarial thing with the parents as we strive to grow and as they strive, or I suppose I should say we strive, since I'm a parent, to keep them safe. And as we step up into that, either going away to college or finding your own first apartment or, you know, somehow breaking that tie, stepping into that bigger world, well, that's pretty much a battle for independence. And in some cases, it's a lot easier, and in some cases, it's a bit harder. Then we step into financial independence, not having to ask anybody for anything. When we can just step out and we see that check coming and we pay our own bills and wonder, who is FICA and why do they get some of my money? Yeah, that was the first thing when I got my first job. It was at an amusement park, Great America, back in 1979. And when I looked at the check, it's like, okay, I worked this many hours. Why don't I get that money? So, you know, independence comes at a price. And that was my first lesson, that independence comes at a price. Sometimes that price is a little bit bigger than others. And generally, it's worth it. You know, whether it's having to deal with the money we make is not the money we take home, or maybe in order to be able to afford to move out, you know, maybe your lifestyle level has gone down a little bit, and maybe you're eating ramen noodles or, you know, something very inexpensive a little bit more often than you used to. The refrigerator is not as full as it used to be. But when you take a breath and look around at a place that's yours, that is a big deal. That is a big step towards independence. And so as we look at those little battles that we fight, you know, maybe it's independence in a relationship. Sometimes relationships can be a little bit uneven. Sometimes maybe we're with somebody who has a little bit more control, and that can be tough. It can be tough to stand up and say, you know what, I really care about you, and here's where I'm at. Here's what I'm doing, and I'm going to be me. And sometimes the hardest battles we can fight are the battles that allow you to be you. And that's not an easy thing, because often we have to play different roles. You know, we have the personality that we exhibit, or the self that we exhibit when we're at our workplace. We have the self we exhibit when we're among our friends. We have the self we exhibit when we're among our families. But to really be able to be fully ourselves, especially when maybe being yourself is not as acceptable as you would like to think it is, or for some reason there's some sort of issue with it. Maybe you have a political view that those around you do not share. And I can tell you that I have friends who are very dear to me who have political views that are tremendously different from my own. And that's okay, because they're my friend no matter what. And they understand what my political views are. So either we agree not to talk about it, or we talk about it, but we come from the understanding that, you know what, there's probably very little chance I'm going to make a drastic change in my opinion, and that's okay. We can have a healthy discussion about this without it going into a bad place. So, you know, maybe that's the case. Maybe you have spiritual views that are not completely in alignment with the people around you, and you want to step up and be yourself. That can be a very tough one, because it really is a historical precedence that has been set that either you conform or there are consequences. And that's neither good or bad. It just is. But when you really want to be yourself, when you really want to stand up for what you believe in, maybe you've decided you want to be vegetarian in a house full of people that, well, basically when I was growing up, my father's theory was salad is not food, it's what food eats. Definite carnivores in my family. And if you're in a situation like that and you suddenly decide, you know what, it is really right for me to, you know, be vegetarian. And you may get a few odd looks, and you may get a few comments. And maybe it's just a little battle that you have to fight. Or maybe you grow up in a house of tremendously spiritual people, and one day you announce you're an atheist. And that can be a very traumatic thing, because then it's immediately a case of you having to defend it, why you believe what you believe, as opposed to just having your belief system accepted. So we all have those little battles for independence that we fight. And as I said, in relationships, sometimes if a relationship is not totally even, then it comes to a place of, okay, can I be genuinely myself with this person who I've chosen to be with, or do I have to surrender my thoughts, my conviction, my desires in order to have peace in the house? See, one of the biggest prices for that idea of claiming your independence, and even if it's just an independence that is, you know, just, look, I just want to be me. That's all. I just want to be able to be myself, even if it's, you know, just in my own home. Often there's resistance that comes with that, because many times change is not comfortable. And especially when people that we're in relationship with change. And if you come from the point of view that, well, everything changes, each person changes, there is growth, and growth is a good thing. And if somebody takes up something new, hey, good for them. That is awesome. But a lot of times it doesn't go that way, does it? I've had friends who have announced that they were gay, and the families pretty much overall did not respond well to that. And it's so important to remember that the first thing that happens when something like that is brought out is shock and denial. No, 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 you're not that. You're not an atheist. You just haven't found the right religion. Well, maybe, and maybe that person just needs to hear, wow, well, you know what? I didn't know that about you, but hey, that's cool. You know, I really can, you know, I love you anyway. It doesn't matter. And when we take those steps, especially our young people, when they take those steps, those are really scary steps. And to have that standing up for yourself, to have that act of independence greeted with acceptance, with, wow, well, I guess you're growing up and you can make your own decision. It is something that I don't think really at any age it's an easy thing to do. And it is so very important to honor the struggle. Because sometimes when we have to struggle a little bit for something, then we really, really appreciate it. I mean, it'd be wonderful if everyone was able to step up into being who they are and what they are and have it be rejoice. And there is a strength that comes from facing opposition. You know, when people tell you, you know, I don't think that, you know, that's not the right way to think, or you're making a mistake. It's at that point that you have a choice. Wow, am I really behind this? Is this really my truth? And if it is really your truth, then comes that point where you step in the fire and say, you know what? I'm sorry if you can't understand why I feel this way. And I hope you find peace with it. This is me, and it's not going to change. That is such a powerful moment because, yes, the consequences of our choices, the consequences of the battles we choose, you know, there's an old saying, choose your battles. Well, if you've got a battle that you've chosen that you know is going to cause a lot of friction, that is going to create conflict and difficulty, and you choose it anyway, well, you know, blessings to you. And I wish you luck in that. And I can speak firsthand that sometimes, you know, there are things in life that we do lose. And we don't get back. And is that fear, you know, the fear of losing something or someone in your life in balance with, can I truly be myself? And am I willing to not be myself? Am I willing to go along and follow a religion that doesn't really resonate with me, but my whole family does it? You know, I mean, you don't want to disrespect. You want to honor everybody else as much as you would like to have them honor you. And just because you are not honored in something does not mean that you can turn it around. It does not mean that that's justified. Part of that battle, the first part of that battle is with yourself, in your own mind and in your own heart. And recently I've been doing a lot of counseling around that and talking with a lot of folks around that, because the idea of, you know what, I really want to do this, but I don't think that it's going to go over well. You know, I would really love to, you know, travel to this other country and do this, but I know that my parents and my family are not going to be supportive of this. Well, that's probably true. And that's coming from them being worried about you. And there's light and shadow in everything, including worrying about people. it's cool to always want someone to be safe and to do everything you can to help support them in that. What's not cool is when you try to keep them from living their lives, when it becomes a cage. And yes, you're totally safe in the cage. Nothing can get to you in the cage, but you can't get out. You can't experience. We have to let people be willing to fail. We have to let them be willing to face what happens if things go badly, because that is a part of the very hard-won wisdom that we all get to move through life with. And even, it's not just our young people who sometimes have to make fights for independence. Sometimes our elders need to do it too. And often it is very difficult when that role reversal happens and when we look at our parents and it's like, okay, well, you know, I really need to start making decisions for this person. And yes, sometimes that is completely necessary. And, you know, sadly, sometimes children have to really become solid caregivers for their parents, you know, due to illness or due to circumstances that make it so that their parents are really not able to make those decisions on their own. And sometimes that happens before a parent is unable to do that. When we start, you know, speaking to our parents in a way that is a little bit more lecturing. And we have to think about that. If we take away that independence, and in many cases, you know, I've spoken to a lot of elders and they say the hardest thing is not that they're nearing death, it's that they're nearing a point when their dignity is taken from them, when they're treated like children, when they are talked down to. And it's really hard because you want to take care of your parent, but you also want to make sure that they understand that you respect them. And none of these battles are easy. They're not easy for either side. And that's probably the most important piece of this, that in a battle like this, you could either have two winners or you could have two losers. And, you know, it's really hard to have one side win and not lose if the other side is harsh. If, you know, the act of independence breaks up a relationship, even if one person is moving forward, if it's not done in a way that allows for a gentle, balanced transition of the nature of the relationship, if someone comes away with, you know, huge pain in their hearts, huge resentment, that's not a win for either side. When both sides can be able to grow. Now, sometimes you have to be able to walk away from it. If a person is just that entrenched in, no, you will not change, you will not be yourself, you will be who and what I need you to be. Okay, you know, you can walk away from that, but it still doesn't have to be angry. It doesn't have to have a lot of hard emotions. It can just be, well, I understand that you feel that way, and I'm really sorry, and I wish you the best, and have it move into that direction. I mean, that would be the goal. Of course, there are circumstances where that type of peaceful resolution is not possible, when you cannot have a tie and have everybody be content with it. And if it is at all possible, that would be a really nice goal to have. To have people understand that, okay, I've got to let you be you. I've got to accept that you are this person and that you've changed. And that maybe that means I have to let you go out of my life. But that's okay, because I care enough about you for that to happen. When we face our battles, more than likely there will be no parade. There's no fireworks. There's no barbecues. And each of us fight those battles each and every day on some level. And it'd be nice if, you know, there was a huge, okay, I was able to step up into my own and I was able to be myself and the mail's not going to get delivered today and we're all going to go and watch the fireworks together. That would be very cool, but not very practical. Sometimes the only benefit, the only acknowledgement we get for fighting for our independence and for stepping out is just the contentment in our own hearts that we've done the right thing. Sometimes it may even take a while to figure out that we've done the right thing, because there's always those points, wow, did I make a mistake? Did I make a mistake? And that's where really the real battle comes in. It's not as much stepping up into that life, into that way of being. It's what happens in that gap while things are still settling that, oh my gosh, did I make the biggest mistake of my life? Should I go back? Should I, you know, think this over longer? Maybe this isn't the right time. Maybe I'm not ready. That's where the real battle starts. And when we can win that battle of independence with our own negative thoughts, when we can strike that blow for our own authenticity, even with ourselves, that's where the real victory comes in. Because you really don't have to convince anybody else of anything more than you have to convince yourself that, yeah, it's tough, it's scary. Maybe I've left a relationship that I've been in for a really long time and I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Or maybe I've stepped up into really saying who and what I am and now I wonder if maybe I am going to lose the people closest to me and I won't get them back. All those little hard thoughts that come in that really test the conviction of your choices. And there's no point when that's going to completely stop. There will always be that little voice that says, whoop, okay, I think you have screwed up big time here. The main thing is to remember that it is trying to protect you. It is an aspect of yourself that's trying to protect yourself. And you go, okay, fear, thank you for your input. I understand you're trying to protect us, and it's okay. Because even if it doesn't work 100%, there's always a plan B. There's always a way that I can work around this. And we're going to be okay. We're going to be safe. Claiming your independence isn't very safe. It doesn't feel safe for us. It doesn't feel safe for the people who are having to deal with the results of that decision. Our families, our friends, our coworkers. So when we look at the price of independence and understanding that even if it's a high price, if it allows us to be who we're meant to be, if it allows us to step up into being ourselves, as scary as that can be, it is worth the price. It is worth what we have to put out there in order to truly be ourselves, because when we can be ourselves, other people are inspired by that. And wouldn't this be a tremendously cool world if no one had to worry about not being accepted for being who they are? This would be a tremendously less angry world, in my humble opinion. I think this would be a less angry world if people could feel like they could be themselves and didn't have to create stress in themselves from hiding who they are and what they want to do. If their dreams could be encouraged and supported, and they could be told, you know what, take your shot. If it doesn't work out, that's okay. We're still here for you. But take your shot. Step out into the world. Be independent. And sometimes that means, you know, when you're the person holding that space for someone and they, you know, on the at the very first sign of conflict, they come back. And it's like, you know what? It's okay. You can handle this. Here's some advice on how you can handle it. And, you know, this is a way that you can manage this. You don't have to give this up quite yet. At some point, they might. But if we can let them know that we believe in them, give them some advice and then let them run with it. It's like, you know, no, that's not as complicated as you think. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Here's how you can manage this. Because the more people can step out and be themselves, can step out and feel good about taking a chance, maybe taking that trip to India that you always wanted to, maybe taking that trip to Africa or to Europe. Maybe you have a personal quest in your heart that you want to do, and everybody else thinks it's crazy. Well, listen to what they have to say with an open mind, but if it's what you feel you need to do, go for it. Because bottom line, we've got to be ourselves. We've got to be true to ourselves. And when we can't be, that takes away from us. And it takes away from what we can give to the world. Be able to be yourself, to know which battles to choose, and decide for yourself what's right for you. Up to a certain age, you know, the parents figure that they should decide what's good for kids. And as a parent, yeah, I think that that's a good thing. And we've also got to know when it's time to let go, to let them make mistakes. It's time to be able to allow them to step up into the life and start gaining the wisdom that we gained through messing up. So go forward. Choose your battles. And the battles you choose, fight them with all your heart, because it's right for you. Because you've thought about it, you've considered it, and everybody needs that chance to spread their wings. And everybody needs the chance to fail and to succeed, because both teach us a lot. So thank you for joining me once again on this lovely, warm Independence Day. I hope your picnics and barbecues and fireworks are amazing and wonderful. I hope that everyone drives responsibly and carefully. And if you're going to drink, please have a designated driver. Have somebody there to make sure that you're safe and that everyone else is safe too. Let's be gentle with ourselves enough. And let's make sure that in our patriotic moment that we remember that pretty much planet-wide, we're all one race, and that's human. And if somebody has different political views than you, celebrate the fact that we live in a place where that's okay, for the most part. It's not a But it's a pretty good one, and there's always room to improve it. So if you'd like to find out more about me or to arrange for me to come wherever you are and do a talk, you can contact me at www.the-healing-house.com. You can also email me at healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. So I wish you all a wonderful day, and we will get back together again next Thursday, same time. This is Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. I wish you blessings, independence, battles won, and the ability to be yourself. Take care, everyone.